Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your hosts this week, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without.
Thank you, Peter. We've got an interesting theme of protecting nations' secrets, classified information, you name it, in our first few items. So we'll start with CFIUS. That's the Department of Treasury's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's a multi-agency U.S. regulatory body empowered to review investment transactions involving a foreign person and a U.S. business that affects national security. CFIUS released its unclassified annual report to Congress for calendar year 2015 and certain statistics for calendar years 2014 through 2016. CFIUS reported that the number of filings remained steady in 2015, but increased significantly in 2016. For 2017, CFIUS projects a record 250 notices. The frequency of 45-day investigations also increased in 2016, along with the number of notices withdrawn from consideration. The president did not block any transactions in 2015, but has blocked 2 transactions since 2015, each involving Chinese acquirers. In calendar year 15, the highest number of notices originated from the countries of China, Canada, the UK, surprisingly, and Japan. The notices were divided among 4 industry sectors as follows: manufacturing, a bit more than 40%, finance, information and services, a bit more than 30%, mining, utilities and construction, 18%, and wholesale trade, retail trade and transportation, about 8%. Now here's where it gets interesting. CFIUS also noted that the U.S. intelligence community believes there may be an effort among foreign governments or companies to pursue transactions with U.S. businesses involved in research, development, or production of critical technologies for which the United States is a leading producer, and it is extremely likely that foreign governments will use a range of collection methods, including espionage, to obtain U.S. critical technologies. And to segue off of that, back to you, Peter.
Great. So DSS, or the Defense Security Service, is closely related in the sense that they deal with security clearances. So they released a report quite recently that focused on an analysis of 46,000 items from cleared contractors of potential collection attempts in fiscal year 2016. Pursuant to DoD instruction 5200.39, which is critical program information protection, DSS must provide to the defense contractor community and DoD components an analysis of suspicious contacts and activities that could adversely affect the protection of CPI, or critical program information. The DSS analysis breaks down the reports by region, collection methods, contractor or collector affiliations, and targeted technologies to provide cleared contractors and U.S. government agencies awareness of which entities are targeting the industry, what they target, and how they attempt to gain access to classified information and technology. For the 5th year in a row, the top 4 collector regions were, in order of the highest number of reports and threat score, number 1, East Asia and Pacific, number 2, Near East, number 3, South and Central Asia, and number 4, Europe and Eurasia. Using mostly commercial operations and attempted acquisition of the targeted technologies, the top technologies targeted in 2016 were aeronautic systems, followed by electronics, command, control, communication, and computers. The report also suggested a continuing threat to cleared contractors at conferences, conventions, and trade shows. David, over to you to talk about DFARS safeguarding.
Moving forward into, okay, so we understand the threat. Now, what's going on to help address it? The Department of Defense published a memorandum to DoD acquisition personnel providing guidance on contractors' implementation of National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, Special Publication 800-171, Protecting Controlled Unclassified Information in Non-Federal Information Systems and Organizations. Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, DFARS Clause 252-204-7012, requires contractors to provide, quote, adequate security, unquote, for covered defense information processed, stored, or transmitted on contractors' internal information systems or networks. Contractors must, at a minimum, implement NIST 800-171 no later than December 31st, 2017. This guidance is provided to address the manner in which contractors may implement the special publication out of NIST, how a contractor may use a system security plan to document implementation, of the NIST special publication security requirements and examples of how DoD organizations may choose to leverage a contractor's system security plan and any associated plans of action in the contract formation, administration, and source selection processes. So what does this mean? It means we're gearing up, right? There have been some delays in implementation of this. Now we've got instruction to acquisition personnel to get ready, and here's how you use and evaluate these rules and methodologies.
So we now turn from that theme of protecting information to one additional regulation that came out on September 27th, and in particular, the Small Business Administration issued a final rule to adopt, without any change, its proposed rule to incorporate OMB's NAICS revisions, and NAICS is the North American Industry Classification System, for 2017 for its table of small business size standards. The 2017 revision created 21 new industries by reclassifying, combining, or splitting 29 existing industries under changes made to the NAICS in 2012, so that was the predecessor. The updated size standards are effective as of October 1st, 2017. The rule results in a change in six industries that are noteworthy. One is mining, quarrying, and oil and gas extraction, three in manufacturing, and two in retail trade. The rule also changes the size standard measurement for code 512210, which is for record production, from 7.5 million, that's a revenue-based standard, to an employee-based standard of 250 employees. So with that, we'll close out. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, David can be reached at 202-624-2627, and I can be reached at 202-624-2807. Thanks so much.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.